today Drew and I are going to be chatting about some of the changes that we're going to be making for season 8. I guess you can already tell that like one little tiny subtle thing has changed, but we're going to get there, I promise.
The plan for this season 8 pregame minisode is to go through the changes on the roster for season 8, then I'll make some predictions and we'll finish with our usual pre-season resolutions.
As we've discussed, season 7 was a little bit challenging for us in various ways, and it was also like, you know, the Wednesday of the series, you know, like, if you will. And I think that the three of us are glad that we're over it. I know I am, that's for sure. It also gives us a perfect opportunity to fine-tune a few things and to make this podcast, like, even more enjoyable for everybody.
And the first big change is the Hunter's Journal. We're actually going to be taking a break from it this season. We have some really cool plans in the works, but for now, we're going to focus on the content of the show, and I am so excited to start sharing more about this with you when we can.
I am like bursting at the seams about this, honestly. But coming back to season 8, the second big change, which I'm sure everyone has noticed already, is our music. So our old music has served us really well for the last 7 seasons, but we felt like we'd grown out of it a little bit and we wanted a little bit of a refresh. And boy, did we ever get a refresh. So we reached out to none other than Jake Lionheart and we were like, so we kind of wanted to feel like this and we want to have like those vibes. And like magically, he just got it and made this. So thanks, Jake. Love you so much.
I like listened to this. Like I just like pulled up my phone. Mary was like, here's the new tunes. And I hit play. And my wife just turns to look at me and goes like, that sounds like your podcast music, but like newer. And I'm like, that's what it is. No context. And you figured it out. I already loved it. And that to me was like the bow on the package.
I am actually in love with this music. And I am so excited for you to listen to the full suite because there's more.
So we're also making the Impala Talk much easier to access for patrons and coffee supporters. As you know, one of the perks of supporting us on Patreon or Ko-fi is our weekly post-show chat, which we've been calling the Impala Talk. It's usually like 10 to 15 minute conversation that's kind of related to the episode, kind of in big asterisks there, but yeah. Doesn't quite fit within the rest of the conversation. And we wanted to make it even easier to access this perk, so we have made a special feed for it. So if you're a Patreon or Ko-fi supporter, or if you'd like to become one, go check out the details on the Patreon or Ko-fi post, so you can get the Impala Talk directly to your podcast player of choice.
I just love how efficient this is. Like, truly, this has my name written on it. Like, I love that. Thank you so much, Drew, for, like, organizing all of that for us.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
While we're on the topic of the Impala Talks, we're also going to start releasing them early. So every Tuesday, supporters are going to get a little taste of the upcoming episode through the Impala Talk, which, as you explained, Drew, they can now access so much more easily than before. So that means that patrons and Ko-fi supporters already got a taste of season 8 a few days ago.
And on top of adding perks and making perks better, we're adding another perk for people who support us on Patreon and Ko-fi. We're going to add a blooper reel. Yes, you heard that right. Reels as in video, visual format. We love our bloopers. And we missed them, but we found that like the visual was missing and it really became important to some of the jokes. So we figured we would just start recording the video of our podcast in its entirety so we can release visual blooper reels.
I'm just sad that we don't have video footage of me eating the peanuts.
The infamy.
The infamous peanut gate is still like carved and burned in Rochelle's mind. Actually, speaking of Rochelle, look at that beautiful segue that I just did.
I was gonna say, I'm like, ooh, look at this.
Unprompted, unscripted, but there you go. The last change that we're gonna be making is very much a behind the scenes one, but we did want to mention it. And it's that our producer extraordinaire, Rochelle Castellano, has taken over the editing process. She wanted to take a more active role in the making of the podcast. She wanted to like flex some new muscles, and this just felt like the next logical step. So thanks, Rochelle, for taking that over.
We have new music, new perks, more accessibility to our perks, and Rochelle is now editing.
And we're no longer in season 7. I feel like that is the best upgrade of them all.
Honestly, yeah, I feel that.
Let's move on to the predictions for season 8. Drew, would you like to entertain us with your predictions?
This season, more than others, I'm like, there's nothing really like set up for me. So I feel a little bit like empty in the sense. But like I've mentioned some of these before. My big ones are Sam is going to turn to Jody as a source of like family in this time of being alone. I think we're going to get like Kevin back as kind of a pseudo main character. And I like the idea of letting him and Sam kind of like bond and form a relationship. Their shared like nerdy love of research and solving things. It'll be a fun counterpoint to like Dean and Cass upon their eventual return from Purgatory, which I suspect will happen.
Fair enough.
I've also got money that Crowley will be our big bad, but if not the entire season, then he'll at least be the lead up into something potentially bigger. Like, I know the Alpha Vamp made a comment about, like, you know, coming back, and I'm not sure what capacity that would be in. I think for me, like, I don't think he'll be the big bad, but I love the idea of him having to, like, team up with them again and kind of, like the enemy, my enemy is my friend type thing.
I know, I love that too.
I love him, and I think he's such a campy character for this.
Yeah.
And otherwise, I'm excited for a fresh season with no major baggage from season 6 and 7. Also, more Charlie and Garth, please.
As you know, I'm not going to give anything away in these predictions. I can say with confidence that some of them will come true.
Yay!
And some of them will not.
I mean, would it be my predictions if I wasn't horribly wrong about something and then weirdly cryptically right about something incredibly bizarre?
And that is actually going to happen in multiple seasons from now.
I'm trying to think back. What is the most like wild call I've made that like could come true at some point?
Actually, tweet at us, folks, if you remember that, because I remember one specifically where you said something. I bit my lip because I was like, I can't say anything. And then like the Discord server went wild. So, like, just remind me which one it was.
I have to assume it's dog-related, but...
Maybe it was dog-related. So, do you have a resolution for season 8? Something you'd like to focus on?
I'm very excited for a lot of things going on behind the scenes that, unfortunately, I cannot reveal at this time. But they open up some very fun and exciting opportunities for myself and the future of this show. They include some things I'm very excited to be working on for personal growth reasons. But I also don't want to like walk away from this like recording and segment without giving something a little more concrete. So what I can share, I'm looking at the changes for this season to allow myself to refocus on the show itself and the creation of the best episodes we and I can create and my role in those directly.
That's awesome. I love that.
Well, I've been given such a good opportunity, so I have to take it.
That's totally fair. And you know what's really interesting is that I'm hearing that there's something similar to like what you and I are kind of resoluting to, because I would like to go back to basics with season 8, right? Like I find that this is, again, like a really good spot to do that. And also like season 7 really reminded me to focus on the process. I just really want to do that with season 8. Like, I want to go back to the things that I love doing within this podcast, which is like spend time with you and also like connecting with listeners, but also with myself, right? Like through the story itself. I would also like to give our social media a little bit more love this season, because I've kind of fallen in big love with scheduled posts because they're so helpful. And honestly, my life is so chaotic sometimes. So like I have to just organize stuff, but like, I want to go back to posting funny TikToks and like Twitter memes and just like focusing on the fun and the connection of this whole thing, which is like the whole reason why I want to be doing this.
I really love that. Like I never want to take away from the good we are doing on this show and how we are turning it into something so amazing. But at the same time, like I never want it to be a thing where we like forget the reason we're doing this, or at least for me, which is that I enjoy this. I really love spending this time with you and discovering this show. And I mean the live watches of just like people laughing with me or at me.
Always with you.
I know it's always with me, but in my heart. That's where it counts. It's with me in my heart. Or like getting to share, like as sad as it is to look back at losing Bobby last season, but getting to share that with our viewers and have them there as a support system and like be a part of that community is so special.
I love spending time with like coffee supporters and patrons, you know, so it's a lot of fun. Thank you so much. You keep the lights on in this place, everybody.
You really do, all of you. Well, all right, everyone. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to go to caringwayward.com to find all of our socials, our YouTube channel, our Etsy store, and of course, our Patreon and a coffee with those new perks.
And we're going to be back tomorrow with our very first episode of season 8, which we're going to talk about through the theme of responsibility.
So I guess all we have left to say is, let's get this show back on the road.